USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
During a White House event on Friday, the president claimed millions of Americans will benefit from high-quality and affordable health care.
Many of these options are already reducing the cost of health insurance premiums by up to 60%.
The president also says that the Republican plans will cover pre-existing conditions. President Trump says there's no doubt Iran was behind the attack on two tankers in the Gulf of Oman. Now, the Iranians are denying the reports that they're behind anything, but the U.S. military has released a video that appears to be showing an Iranian Navy boat removing an unexploded mine from a Japanese-owned tanker. Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham reminds us of why all this is happening.
We put the Ayatollah in a box. We got out of the Iran agreement. We put sanctions on Iran. We're breaking the economy of Iran. We're breaking their back economically, and they're fighting back, pushing back, trying to break our will.
This is USA Radio News.
Summer is just about here, and you know you're trying to get in shape. There's nothing more key to getting in shape and recovering from your workouts than getting deep restorative sleep. And the best way to get it is with MyPillow. Now, the offer we have right now is one of the best you've ever seen. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for just $69.98, $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV, and better than you'll find in almost any store. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special to get two MyPillow premium pillows for $34.95 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered. Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 8175 to get this great offer, a great night's sleep just in time for summer with MyPillow.
President Trump is standing by his comments regarding a hypothetical question that was posed to the president regarding accepting dirt on political opponents from a foreign source. The president tells Fox News he would have to know what the dirt was before he could report it to the proper authorities. The Empire State's ending religious exemptions from vaccinations. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
New York's state legislature voting to remove all non-medical exemptions for immunizations, a measure that was passed by both the Assembly and Senate and was quickly signed into law by the Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo. The move comes as New York continues to grapple with, well, one of the biggest measles outbreaks in decades. Most of the confirmed cases have been found in Orthodox Jewish communities in New York's Rockland County and Brooklyn. Opponents of the measure protested in Albany ahead of the vote. They're vowing to challenge the new law in court.
A parade is being held to honor the NBA champion Toronto Raptors Monday in downtown Toronto. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
2 years ago on Friday, House Minority Whip Republican Steve Scalise from Louisiana suffered a life-threatening wound when a gunman opened fire during a practice for the congressional baseball game. His book, Back in the Game, tells a story of the shooting and is now available in paperback. Scalise also joined CBS this morning and talks about the main message in the book.
The book's about really the heroes and the miracles that that all were at place that day 2 years ago on that baseball field. The heroes that saved my life and everybody on the ball field, David Bailey and Crystal Griner, the two Capitol police officers, so many other police officers that were there that day, people like Brad Winstrup, heroes that saved our lives, but also the miracles that really kept people from making it through that day. In terms of forgiveness, Michelle, this has been something I've struggled with as a Catholic. Because I do want to get to a point where I can truly forgive the shooter. I've talked to a lot of people. In fact, it was in Opelousas, Louisiana, one of the churches that was burned down just a few weeks ago, a historically black church that was targeted and burned down, one of three that was. And I met with the pastor of one of those churches, the Mount Pleasant Baptist Church, and Reverend Tucson. He talked to me about forgiveness, and he said the first thing he did when he found out who the arsonist was that burned his church down was that he forgave him. And it was powerful to me, and I talked to him about it, and we're going to talk some more. I'd hope to get there.
Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.